Proclamation number 5631 of 20th of March, 1953. Create and work for eternity. You should create and work for eternity, not for the short time of earthly life, which you yourselves cannot extend by one day and which was only given to you to work for eternity. The human being without any knowledge of his purpose of earthly life and his destiny only sees earthly life, his physical well-being and his earthly position as most important, and for this he lifts and strives, and he only creates for death. For he cannot stop his physical death as well as the death of his soul because he has not awakened the soul to eternal life. The fate of a person's soul, however, is different if he has made use of his earthly life in accordance with his task and purpose. He will not die eternally and his life will be a life of bliss. And yet, both people were on this earth who were meant to achieve the same aim and were able to do so, for God approached both of them because he does not disregard any of his creations, because he considers all of them in such a way that they can achieve the same aim if only they are willing. But God does not force the will. Create and work for eternity. Every person can do this. Even if the earthly world approaches him and demands its tribute from him. Every person can direct his thoughts towards the future. Every person can and will sometimes deal with his death and then questions will arise in him which he himself is unable to answer. Every person should ask himself these questions and he will be enlightened. For God wants man to know what is right, the truth, and he will never withhold it from a man who desires it. But if a person claims to have remained without any indication of his further life, this is an untruth, or it only proves that the person has rejected every thought of death and the afterlife which arises in him, thus closing himself off to any enlightenment about it. The earthly world and its successes fill his thoughts, and he has suppressed every spiritual thought and thereby made himself completely incapable of being spiritually instructed. Thus he only creates for this life and yet knows that he gives up everything with the moment of bodily death. And yet the striving for earthly goods fills his entire thinking. But spiritual goods appeal to very few people, for they are something unreal to them during earthly time and therefore little desirable. But anyone who is concerned with his death and the soul's continuation of life recognizes the transience of earthly goods and therefore seeks to gain possession of spiritual goods. He uses earthly time in such a way that it earns him eternal life. He creates and works for the life of the soul, which cannot eternally pass away and yet has to live in order to be happy. Only a life of the soul is bliss, but the death of the soul is something so agonizing because the soul does not lose the awareness of its existence and therefore also feels its powerless, dark state as greatest agony. And yet people cannot be compelled to improve their state of soul. They must be free to decide how they want to use their earthly life. They must be able to decide for themselves whether they want to live or cause their soul's death. Yet as long as they live on earth they will be referred to their physical death, which can bring their soul eternal life but also death according to their will. Amen.